This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this meditation session, this collaboration between the Hammer Museum and UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. We are with you on Thursdays here. My name is Allison Pimentel, and I'm usually here first Thursdays of the month. This month, I'll be here this week and next. And we come together every week to practice mindfulness, which is deliberately paying attention to what's happening around you, within you, and between you and the world around you. It's a kind of awareness that is without criticism, without judgment, and instead is marked by openness and curiosity and willingness to be with what is. I have some exciting news to share, which is that these sessions will be returning to live sessions in January, on the week of January 12th. And for those of you who are Zooming in from elsewhere, from all over the world, and we have a global community here of meditators, don't worry, the sessions will be live streamed, so you'll be able to participate in real time. So I'll make this announcement again at the end of the session for those of us who are joining late, but I do want to let you know that that there'll be a session. I just want to let you know about the holidays that are coming up and the session. So we'll be meeting today, of course, the next 2 weeks, and then there'll be no sessions on December 22nd and 29th, and no session on January 5th, the first week of January. But on January 12th, our sessions will resume, as I said, in person. All right. So I will look forward to seeing those of you who can make it into the Hammer Museum in Los Angeles. I'll look forward to seeing you in person, and I'll look forward to continuing to see those of you who Zoom in on Zoom. So when I was reflecting about what I wanted to share with you today, so many things came to mind. Really, I had so many thoughts. I had so many ideas about what I wanted to share. Would I share about the conversation I had last night with a neuroscientist whose scientific research using fMRIs are confirming and expanding our awareness of what practitioners of meditation have known for millennia? Would I talk about that? Would I talk about the article that I read this morning in the New York Times about a woman who survived an absolutely unfathomable accident and experience and composted her pain into a lifetime of beauty and service, much in the way our mindfulness practice invites us to do, to compost our pain, turn challenges into opportunities for growth. When I talk about this notion of wintering, I've been thinking a lot about lately as we in the Northern Hemisphere here enter into the darker times of winter, and how rest and restoration and turning inward is so essential for life and for growth and for wisdom, and is precisely what a mindfulness practice helps to support in our lives. So I had so many ideas, and it struck me that it was similar to, you know, how when we're sitting in meditation and we are buffeted by thoughts, ideas, planning, thinking, anticipating, analyzing, remembering, that this is what the mind does. In fact, this is one of the things this, the neuroscientist was, that I was speaking with yesterday was talking about. It is the nature of the mind to be active, to move, to think, to plan, to analyze, to judge, to wander, to create. And these are beautiful, beautiful qualities of mind, right? And our practice, the time that we come together, to be together, to practice meditation, allows us a different way of being, a different mode of mind to enter into, to cultivate and to strengthen. And so it struck me that the most useful thing I might be able to offer you today is not, an explication of one of those topics, but really an opportunity to mine your own experience for the wisdom that it holds. What I sometimes say when I am sharing about mindfulness meditation is that I'm not so much teaching as I am inviting you to remember what you already know, about the power, the potency, the healing quality of stillness, of silence, of entering into a different space, of closing the eyes so that the inner eyes can open and you can look within. So let's remember together, okay? Find a way of sitting comfortably, and I'll guide you through a meditation practice of about 20 minutes today. So take the time here at the outset of your practice to set yourself up for comfort and ease. So finding a way of being in your body, however your body is right now, with whatever degree of comfort or discomfort you might be experiencing, allowing your body to be as easeful as you possibly can in whatever posture feels best. If you need to move or stretch before you sit in silence, go ahead and do that. Tend to yourself, listen to yourself, and take care. And as we settle in, I invite you to open the sense door of your ears to receive sound. The sounds around you, the sounds within you. Just allowing the sounds of your inner and outer world to be experienced. When we open to sound in this way, it's a reminder that there's nothing that we actually need to do. Just need to open to perceive. So there's a certain effortless quality in hearing in this moment. And I invite you now to open to the sound of my voice and to the words of this poem by Poet Laureate Joy Harjo. It's called Remember. Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon, know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. That is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away to night. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father, he is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are, red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth, we are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them. Listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind. Remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember, you are all people, and all people are you. Remember, you are this universe, and this universe is you. Remember, all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember, language comes from this. Remember, the dance language is, that life is. Remember. So sitting here, we remember. We connect with the breath that has been with us since the very moment we were born and will be with us until the very moment we die. This thread of breath that connects us to one another. So as you continue to settle in, see if you can pick up this thread of breath. Notice where it is you feel the breath most strongly, most clearly. Maybe that's in the movement of air in and out of your nostrils, or in the rising and falling of your chest or belly. Or maybe it's in a more global sense of your body breathing. Wherever it is, you feel the breath. See if you can rest your awareness, your attention right there. The mind will move. It will reach back into the past and reach forward into the future, thoughts, ideas, plans, stories. It's the nature of the mind to wander. It's not a problem. See if you can maintain an open and curious stance towards the fluctuations of your mind, noticing that the mind has gone off, and when you do, gently bringing it back. Remember to return to the breath. Remember the poem of the breath. Beautiful cadence, the in and out, inspiration and the exhalation. See if you can sense into all of the various sensations of breathing. Noticing if the breath is cool or warm, shallow or deep, rough or smooth. See if you can be with the breath as a resting place. See if you can remember to remain with the breath as a place of ease, a place beneath the whirlwind of the mind. Perhaps relating to the breath as a sanctuary of sorts. Remembering that you are a human being, not a human doing. And right now, being with the breath is all that's asked. When we mindfully turn to the breath, we turn to it with openness, with curiosity, with kindness, with acceptance. We practice not needing to change anything, but simply to be with what is. Each time the mind wanders off, gently bring it back. If you wish, you can open to the pleasurable sensations of breathing that you may encounter. You might even ask yourself, what can I do to relax into my breathing? What can I do to allow my breathing to be more pleasurable? And when you do, maybe you notice that your shoulders drop down your back or your chest lifts a little bit. Maybe the face softens. Maybe the mind quiets a little bit. Remembering over and over the dance of the breath, bearing witness. If you'd like to work with a gentle mental note of the movement of your breath by silently repeating in, out, or rising, falling, as a way to help keep the mind connected to the flow movement of your breath, then feel free to experiment with that. This is your practice. It's an exploration. And soon my voice will fall away until the end of our practice period in about 8 minutes or so. And I invite you to be guided by your own wise guidance to remember the breath. And each time the mind is drawn away, to gently bring it back to this poem that is the breath. Remember by Julie Harjung. Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon, know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. That is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away tonight. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father, he is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are, red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth, we are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them, listen to them, they are alive poems. Remember the wind, remember her voice, she knows the origin of this universe. Remember you are all people and all people are you. Remember you are this universe and this universe is new. Remember all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember language comes from this. Remember the dance language is that life is. Remember. As we prepare to transition out of this period of practice, I invite you to continue to remember our interconnectedness. Our interbeing. May all beings everywhere be well, happy, and peaceful. And in your own time, you can slowly begin to bring some movement back into the body, twinkling your fingers, your toes, stretching, and then slowly allowing your eyes to float open. Thank you so much for your practice today. As a reminder, we'll continue on Thursdays for the next couple of weeks, then take a break on December 22nd, December 29th, and January 5th. And when we resume on January 12th in the new year, it will be in person at the Hammer Museum in Westwood in Los Angeles. And the session will be live streamed for those of you who can't attend in person. And yes, all of the sessions will continue to be available online. So check out the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center website for links to these sessions and for information on other ways to engage with mindfulness practice.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.